Right then, I've got Karen Woodham here, and Karen is a film critique, is that right? Let's just make sure that's like that, okay?
That's right, yeah.
Right, I've got some questions for you, because I've always wanted to speak to somebody that critiques films, because I'll tell you my history of films. I used to go home from work, I'd see the beginning, and then at the end, I'd see the titles at the end, and I'd miss everything because I'd fall asleep. So how do you actually achieve critiquing a film?
Mainly it's a case of going in, sitting down with a notepad while you're watching the film and taking an interest in what you're watching on the way the film's produced, the camera work, the production, the lighting, etc., the actors.
Right. Have you been doing it for a long time?
Well, I started my blog about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And then really started the film reviewing when the Apollo had its revamp.
Right. How many films have you actually critiqued?
On the blog, I'd say about 16, 17.
Right.
But on other blogs that people have run themselves, it could be around 20, 30 films.
Right. How many times do you have to watch the film before you've got that sort of in your mind so that you can critique it?
Oh, I think I'm one of those lucky ones that can actually see a film once.
Right, okay.
And then take it all in.
Right, so what do you do then? Do you use your sort of gut instinct as to how that film or what it does to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll personally do a film review as how I enjoy it, rather than usually you'll find a film critic, it'll say, oh, it's not very good and you won't like it. I'll do it as I enjoyed the film.
Right.
And you may enjoy the film as well.
Right, so you're bringing out the good points and the bad points and letting people decide sort of what they think.
That's right, yeah.
Right, okay. So, be honest now, what's new? What's up and coming? What are we sort of looking towards at the moment then?
Well, there's War Horse in January,
yep.
Which is based on the book, and that looks a really, really good film. It's going to be quite moving as well, I can imagine, with the storyline. There's action with Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol.
Right.
We've got all the films at the moment for the Christmas, which
right.
the kids are absolutely love Arthur Christmas, which I was lucky to see a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Fantastic film.
Do you get to see the films before they're actually they're shown?
I've seen a few,
yeah.
Which is thanks to the Apollo have let me see the films
right.
Before they come out. I've seen a few a week or so before they come out.
Right, so do you blog these straight away then? Even before they're released?
No, what I have a tendency to do is I generally review the film on the blog, schedule it, and then it'll go out on the day of release.
Right, okay.
Because if there's any spoilers
yep.
in there, which I'll mention beforehand, it's not very good for someone to watch a film and find out what's going to happen in
what
it.
What do you mean by a spoiler?
Well, you can get to that point where you can say, you know, like a murder mystery, you can say, well, you know, such and such may have done this, etc.
Okay. Ah, so it's like giving the game away.
I would really find it hard, you know, to sit in the cinema and review a film without actually watching it. Because I can imagine, I don't know, I can't watch a film and review it. I sort of get, like, sucked into the film and sucked into the storyline. I won't be able to say, oh, the lighting's a bit weird there. Or how do you sort of put your mindset into doing that? I don't understand how.
I think it's a case of being in two framers mind while you're watching it. You can sit there and enjoy the film, and then you get into a technique of being able to sort of look halfway down and write notes while you're watching the film at the same time.
Fascinating, isn't it?
What about, I was watching something the other day. I'll tell you what seems to be popular, these outtakes in films. Do you ever sort of, I think they're a bit silly, to be honest with you, because half the time people wouldn't notice them, but sometimes you'll have a foot or a leg, or maybe the sound man. You might just catch a glimpse of him. I mean, what sort of actual technical stuff do you look at when you're critiquing it?
Well, I mean, usually you can... those sort of, like, things you'll notice. I mean, if you've watched so many films after so many time, you will notice little things like that, like the boom coming down at the top of the screen,
right.
or a cameraman in the reflection. So right. you're not purposely looking for it, but you do catch it out the corner
right.
of your eye.
So you obviously are quite used to doing this, so things like that would become evident as you watch them.